Imagine peering into the depths of reality itself. What would you see? According to physics' greatest achievement, the Standard Model, you'd witness an elegant mathematical dance of just 17 fundamental particles governed by 3 forces, predicting matter's behavior to 1 part in a billion. Despite explaining virtually everything we experience daily, this framework remains curiously unknown to most people. Stephen Hawking called it the theory that Einstein spent his later years searching for, while Nobel laureate Frank Wilczek described it as our deepest understanding of how the universe works. Unlike more speculative theories that capture public imagination, the Standard Model actually works. It's the foundation of our understanding of physical reality, from the chemistry that builds our bodies to the nuclear reactions powering the sun. The journey toward this understanding began with a deceptively simple question: how do objects influence each other without touching? Newton's gravity described relationships, but offered no mechanism for action at a distance. The concept of fields finally provided an answer, a revolutionary idea that transformed how we understand the transmission of forces through space and time. The first great unification in physics came when James Clerk Maxwell combined electricity and magnetism into a single electromagnetic theory. His 4 elegant equations revealed that changing electric fields generate magnetic fields, and vice versa, creating self-sustaining waves that propagate at precisely the speed of light. This wasn't coincidence. Light itself was an electromagnetic wave. Maxwell's theory predicted other forms of light beyond the visible spectrum, which Heinrich Hertz later confirmed by creating radio waves in his laboratory. What's remarkable about this first unification is how it reduced physics from 6 separate branches to just 2 fundamental concepts, particles and fields. This pattern of unification through deeper principles would repeat throughout the 20th century, culminating in the Standard Model itself. The lesson was clear. Apparent complexity in nature often masks underlying simplicity and unity. What if light traveled at 30 miles per hour? Time dilation would be noticeable daily. Flights would feel shorter for passengers than observers on ground. In reality, these effects only emerge near light speed, 186,000 miles per second, though GPS satellites must account for time dilation for accuracy. Einstein's special relativity stemmed from imagining catching up to a light beam. His revelation that light speed remains constant led to understanding that time and space are relative. At CERN's Large Hadron Collider, muons traveling at 99.999995% of light speed demonstrate this by surviving far beyond their normal 2.2 microsecond lifetime. His famous E equals mc squared showed mass and energy are interchangeable. One grain of salt, if fully converted, could power a light bulb for a year. The sun demonstrates this daily, converting 4 million tons of mass to energy per second through fusion, sustaining Earth's life. Classical physics promises predictability through precise measurement of position and velocity. Quantum mechanics upended this by proving such exactness fundamentally impossible. The quantum revolution began with light. Young's 2-slit experiment showed wave interference patterns, while Einstein later proved light's particle nature through the photoelectric effect. This wave-particle duality extended to matter when de Broglie showed electrons could behave as waves, explaining stable atomic structure. Unlike classical physics' continuous energy spectrum, quantum mechanics allows only discrete energy levels, accounting for atoms' specific light emissions. These discrete energy levels create unique spectral signatures for each element, explaining the periodic table's organization. Mendeleev's 1871 arrangement left gaps for undiscovered elements, predictions later validated by quantum mechanical understanding of atomic structure. Wave behavior extends beyond electrons to neutrons, atoms, and even complex molecules like Buckminster fullerene. That interference patterns appear even with single particles suggest each particle somehow traverses multiple paths simultaneously. Max Born showed that quantum fields represent probability distributions for particle locations, not the particles themselves. Since particles are indivisible, the field must indicate probability. The superposition principle follows. Sum all possible quantum fields, then square the result to find outcome probability. These superposition states defy everyday analogies. Heisenberg's uncertainty principle establishes fundamental knowledge limits through complementary pairs of physical quantities. Greater certainty in one requires less certainty in another. A particle confined to a smaller space illustrates this. As position certainty increases, momentum uncertainty must increase. While classical physics sought complete knowledge of particle states, quantum mechanics proves we can only know probabilities. This replaces Newtonian determinism with inherent uncertainty, challenging our understanding of reality while freeing us from pure mechanical determinism. By the 1960s, physicists had discovered a confusing zoo of subatomic particles beyond the simple atomic model. Murray Gell-Mann brought order by plotting these particles in geometric patterns, noticing a missing three-particle arrangement. He proposed these missing pieces as fundamental building blocks called quarks, revolutionary particles with fractional electric charges. The quark model explained the entire particle zoo. Baryons contained three quarks, mesons had a quark-antiquark pair, while leptons remained fundamental. Evidence emerged in 1968 at Stanford's SLAC facility, where electron-proton collisions revealed point-like constituents within protons. The standard model unified electromagnetic and weak nuclear forces through spontaneous symmetry breaking, with the Higgs field creating a universal drag that gives particles mass. CERN's 1983 discovery of W and Z0 particles at their predicted masses confirmed the theory. The standard model, science's most successful theory, achieves unprecedented precision with just 18 adjustable parameters. Yet physicists seek more, driven by both theoretical hints and experimental results that point beyond it. Solar neutrino experiments provided the first challenge. Scientists found only half the expected neutrinos from the sun, eventually discovering these particles change flavor during their journey to Earth. These oscillations proved neutrinos have mass, contradicting the standard model. Astronomical observations reveal further gaps. About 85% of the universe's matter consists of unaccounted-for dark matter, detected only through gravity and outweighing visible matter sixfold. We're merely the foam that rides the crest of waves of the dark matter in the cosmic ocean. The universe's accelerating expansion points to dark energy, a uniform energy inherent in space itself. Why this energy is nearly but not exactly zero remains one of physics' greatest mysteries. From our vantage point, we see a remarkable progression, from quantum mechanics explaining hydrogen spectra, to quantum field theory depicting impossible particle behaviors, to the standard model representing our world and revealing the universe's first millisecond. Yet we must question whether any theory of everything can be truly final. Our knowledge remains bounded by observable limits, energy ranges, and the fundamental question of why these specific physical laws exist. Perhaps all theories are approximations, and recognizing our limitations may lead to deeper insights. The universe reveals itself not as separate phenomena, but as an intricate dance of interconnected principles. Each discovery transforms our understanding of reality itself. As we explore physics frontiers, we learn not just about the universe, but about the nature of understanding, finding beauty not in final answers, but in the humbling journey of discovery itself.